I must admit, this one even surprised me.
Oh, and you're a jaded old veteran of the TSP.
I really am. You know, we do these reports on numbers periodically when the new ones come up. And last month I reported that the Thrift Savings Fund balance, that's the total on account in our 4.5 million accounts, was $294.7 billion.
Mm-hmm.
The number for the end of January is $302.1 billion.
Wow.
So a big jump based on outstanding returns during the month of January, and the first time ever we've crossed the $300 billion threshold.
Did you have like a big tote board like they do for the Labor Day telethon, the Jerry Lewis thing?
No, unfortunately we didn't, but that's okay. We're used to big numbers.
What about a cake with a big 302 on the top of it?
No,
do that?
No cake either. Just more careful investing.
That's you need some morale boosters over there. Tell Greg that I said you should get a big cake with the number on the top of it.
Okie doke. I'll pass.
I'm sure that'll go over really big. What does that mean, though? That those numbers are. I mean, that's got to be one of the biggest retirement plans around.
Yeah.
If not the biggest.
Well, we are the biggest. There's no question, both in terms of dollars and in terms of participants now with 4.5 million participants. And, you know, where the people are, the money's going to follow as long as they're putting their money in.
Yeah.
And they are. In fact, another item that I sent you with some numbers, we just got our participation numbers for the month of January, and there are some pretty significant increases there as
mm-hmm.
well. You may recall we spent some time at the last board meeting, and I talked about it with you, trying to figure out why we had a dip in the participation rate. And we thought it might have been people who had were not contributing in the last pay period of the year because they had hit the limit.
Right.
Indeed, that turns out to be what it looks like it was.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do some analysis on it. But the number of FERS contributors jumped from 2,020,000 to 2,052,000 in the past month alone. And I think that those are folks who had hit the limit. They couldn't contribute that last pay period, and then their contributions automatically started again. So our participation rate jumped back up to 85.9%. Last month it was 84.6, and it seems that that's the reason why.
And it looks like people are going full bore too, because the number that I'm looking at here is 2,220,000 in employee contributions in December of last year, and that went up by looks like about 30. I'm reading these numbers wrong, but an increase in contributions in January and more in January than any month in 2011.
That's right. That's right. So the contributions are up, balances are up, returns have been good for a while. We just ran our number again. I know you and Mike both like to cover the number of millionaires in the TSP.
Yeah.
We're now up over 208 millionaires in the TSP as of January 18th. So things are pointing north again. And hopefully that will make people feel a little bit better. I know I feel better being back up over my the highs that I had before the recession started. So that hopefully other investors are also getting a boost.
There. Well, and I'll take a minute here and commend you for doing the right thing by not panicking, by not going nuts, selling low, moving all your money to the G Fund like some folks did, and now missing out on the gains that the market has gone through to get them back to par.
Right. Had they not gotten back in at just the right time, you're absolutely right. So the advice continues to be the same. Don't just do something. Stand there.
Uh-huh. It's counterintuitive, but I'm really good at that. And yeah. So it's easy to see how that works. Now, the participation numbers that you sent me, Tom, we're going to link those up at federalnewsradio.com. I'm looking on the second page, and I'm seeing that military, you're growing, but participation is not still where you'd like to see it. What seems to be the holdup there? Is it just still people getting used to the idea that in active duty military they can join the Thrift Savings Plan?
Well, I think the key thing there, Francis, is the fact that there is not a match for members of the uniformed services.
Mm-hmm.
So that is indeed a big draw. Also, we know that the services have told us this. They would like to have the Roth available because they think their folks could really benefit from it, and we agree with them. them. We think that that's a very important option for them, and so we're pleased to be rolling that out in the second quarter, and there's more to come on that, by the way. We learned today that the Federal Register is going to be planning on publishing our draft Roth regs on Wednesday.
Ooh.
So for folks who are following that, they'll be able to get a look at that. It'll be out for comment. But all of this is leading up and to the rollout. People will also begin receiving this week their annual participant statements, and we have a couple of Roth leaflets in there. So I expect that that'll help with the uniform services and getting those, seeing some improvement in those numbers. But frankly, these numbers are pretty darn good for a plan that does not offer a match.
Mm-hmm.
For the Navy in particular, which is a big service, and it's up to 58%.